start off with 3 ohms. Keep your back straight. Start off with a peace mantra. It's a peace mantra wishing well of others, everyone. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu.
Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Shanti, shanti,
shanti, shanti, shanti.
Shubhodaya. Good morning, morning all. It's a great honor to be here practicing sadhana, yoga sadhana, in front of the altar in a holy place. And as Shantel was mentioning, so much of energy and blessings have poured onto this statue to sit here. So many people have prayed for this statue with the energy. It's a center of compassion. Compassion means you are living for, not for yourself. Your existence should be meant for the benefit of others. Compassion. It's a statue of compassion. And yoga is also, it's a meaning of compassion. Yoga means connecting with others. You are existing not only for yourselves, your existence becomes complete when you start leading a life which is of beneficial for others. So yoga also another synonym for compassion. There is a word in the yoga, it is talked about swasti. Swasti means wellness. Wellness, yoga is for wellness. Wellness of the body. You have to be physically healthy. And not only physically healthy, mentally healthy, and spiritually healthy. And yoga is another definition of yoga. It's a synonym for wellness. In the another dimension, it talks about yoga. It is called as apeksha, anapeksha. When we are leading a life, not expecting anything from others. Another teaching of Gautam Buddha also is there. In Bhagavad Gita, it's there. Anapeksha shuchir daksha udasino gatavyataha. The seeker should not have any expectation. If I am leading a life with expectation, that is the cause of misery. All the turmoils I get because I start expecting something from others. And I want the things to go in this way. My expectation is so high, when it doesn't materialize, I go into depression. Various mental problem, anxiety, depression, many complications comes because of our over expectation. It is says expectation, not to expect, doesn't mean you have to lead a very dull life. It's a dhriti utsaha in Bhagavad Gita, it's a foundation text, it's a foundation scripture yoga text in that it says in the quality of a yoga practitioner, it is one is it talks about anapeksha, do not expect anything from anyone, and it's also says not to attach with anything, not to get attached. We are not, our personality is not blossoming well because we are so much attached to my family members, my children, my grandchildren, and my job, my it's a bank balance. I'm so much attached to that one. Because of that attachment, it is not letting to unfold my personality. If you want to, the great leader, the personal is the one, he or she is not attached to anything. In Bhagavad Gita, in the scripture, it is there, in the Janaka Maharaja, that Janaka king, as a king, that somebody said, "Oh Lord, in your kingdom is getting burnt with the fire." He says, "It is not my kingdom. Kingdom, that place was there before also, it will be there also." So, not attached, not affected. It says, do not get attached. So attached to the things, it is not letting me to unfold my personality. Dhriti utsaha samanvitaha. The quality of a seeker is the one firmly, it's having a great conviction in the life, great aspiration for the life. And that person, the practitioner of yoga, is not a dull person, not a lazy person. Life is infused with energy, bubbling with energy. Mukta sangona aham vadi. There is no attachment to anyone. Mukta sango na aham vadi. There is not too egoistic of one's achievement. Not proud of, you don't know who I am. No arrogance. No arrogance of myself. That my health or my bank balance can vanish at any time. Not to be proud of your accomplishment. It can go anytime. Mukta sangona aham vadi, dhriti utsaha samanvitaha. Have a great conviction for your life. In your life, you should have a great role model. Do not lead a life with a role model. The role model is such a one who inspires others and inspires you. Not a trivial role model like a rock star or a cricket player or a football player, one who has great qualities and inspires the generation. Have a role model like Gautam Buddha. After 2,500 years or 2,500 years also, he's a role model for millions. The life he led, have a role model. Dhriti, have a firm conviction, have a role model. And utsaha, with the full of joy, utsaha, full of joy, don't not to have a long face. Have a joy in your life. Dhriti, utsaha, samanvita, balanced life. Siddha, asiddho, things can go as planned or may not go as planned. Sama, still do not lose your mind. Dhriti, utsaha, samanvitaha. It's a dhriti, siddha, asiddho, nirvikara. Whenever it happens, person is not shaken within. Karta sa sattvika uchyate. Those who do that one, that person becomes a great leader. In the scripture says, you are not an ordinary person. There is an extraordinary potential is within you. Do not condemn yourself down. I am an ordinary person. Never say you are an ordinary person. There is an immense power, immense potential within you. Always think positive. Always think good. Always associate with good people, noble people, positive people. Think great. Even if you may be 80 years, but never let your mind down. Think positive, think positive, think positive. And it says, when you depart your body, do not leave the body in regret. You will leave the body on a positive note. With a great joy, when you leave, you should be inspiration for others. My father left the body like this. My grandfather left the body like this. I also should leave the body like that. Have that one. You can plan your death now itself. How you have to live. Plan on that one. As a child, when I was a child, I had a mantra. It's always, I have come for a purpose. This life is not for an ordinary purpose. I should do something good. I should do something great. Right from my childhood, I was saying something. And even this small child, he also can start saying that one. There is a purpose behind my life. I should accomplish great things in my life. We should not get fizzled out in doing trivial things. I should accomplish great things. Say it to yourself. Every day, say it to yourself. Even you may be 60 years, 70 years, say it to yourself. I am not an ordinary person. Never think you are weak. Never think you are a small person. Never think you are an ordinary person. You always think big. Always think positive. The best in you unfolds. It's a mark of a leader. That's if you want to become a great leader, these are the inspirations. Do not get too attached to your family. So attached to wife or husband or your property or your children. These too many attachments, it won't let your inner blossoming, your inner unfoldment, it won't happen. There, yes, family members, my job, everything should be there. Yes, it has a purpose and it has a limitations. But your life, you have come for a purpose. You have come alone, you are treading your life alone, and many people come as a companion. They take their own course of life. There, look after them. As a traveler, when you are going, compassion for that. Support wherever you can, but do not forget your goal. There is a goal for which you have come, you have to accomplish. That goal will realize maybe this life or next life. It may get revealed what is the goal of your life, but always say to yourself, I have a purpose behind my coming. What is that purpose? You will get an answer for that one. If you are so intensely thinking about that one, that answer will unfold from within. But never forget that question. Say to yourself, I have a purpose behind me coming here. I am not an ordinary person. We'll repeat that mantra, and you can refer to Bhagavad Gita also. It will be on the record. This one, try to remember this shloka. Repeat after me. Mukta sango. Na aham vadi.
Na aham vadi.
Dhriti.
Utsaha.
Samanvita.
Siddha.
Asiddho.
Nirvikara.
Karta.
Sattvika uchyate.
That one is the mark of a leader. It's a great practitioner, great spiritual person, great leader. They will have these qualities. It's a path of upward journey. Path of emancipation is mentioned in this one. We will touch upon this one towards the end. We'll do a bit of practice. Lie down on your back.